From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
I've seen it all. I have seen the trees. I have seen the willow leaves dancing in the breeze.
Pop music fans may recognize that distinctive voice as the Icelandic singing star Björk, and movie fans may recognize the song. It's called I've Seen It All from Lars von Trier's 2000 film Dancer in the Dark. The movie got mixed reviews, but the song was nominated for an Oscar. Lars von Trier is one of today's most controversial filmmakers, but whatever you may think of his work, he has certainly left his mark. Back in the 1990s, he helped found a cinematic movement called Dogma 95. Its followers were distressed at how unnatural movies had become and urged a return to the basics. Handheld cameras, no artificial lighting, or, heaven forbid, digital special effects. Stories that take place in real time and depict real emotions without undue histrionics. The movement may not have produced any mega hits, but its overall aesthetic helped to put independent films into a viable category all their own, right alongside action adventure, drama, and comedy. And hundreds of years earlier, there was a composer who did something very similar for opera. Back in the 1760s and 70s, Christoph Willibald Gluck became dissatisfied with the overall state of opera. For decades, it had been dominated by the form known as opera seria, which had become a virtuoso showcase for the world's great singers and their amazing vocal gymnastics. Gluck and some like-minded colleagues declared that it was time to rid opera of the vanity of singers and the excessive indulgence of composers, which, they said, had taken one of the most splendid and most beautiful of spectacles and made it ridiculous and tedious. Gluck decided to simplify things, emphasizing straightforward musical forms, replacing long, drawn-out arias with shorter and more direct solo numbers, all interwoven with declamatory singing, simple ensembles, and expressive choruses. Gluck's efforts are now known as reform operas. And while they may not have spawned any blockbusters, they influenced composers for generations to come. On this edition of World of Opera, it's Gluck's three-act drama, Iphigenie en Aulide, Iphigenia in Aulis, a fresh take on one of literature's oldest stories. It comes to us in a production from the Rome Opera, led by conductor Riccardo Muti, and featuring a standout performance by soprano Krasimira Stoyanova in the title role, with bass Alexei Tikhomirov as Agamemnon.